The Ethereum Foundation just sold 5,000 ETH to the company, sitting on $7.8 billion in unrealized losses. The Ethereum Foundation sold 5,000 ETH to Bitmine Immersion Technologies for $10.2 million in an over-the-counter deal announced on March 15, 2026. The tokens transferred from the foundation's safe multi-signature wallet at $2,042.96 per ETH, a discount to the current spot price of $2,113 as of March 15, 2026. This is the Ethereum Foundation's second corporate OTC sale, following a 10,000 ETH sale to SharpLink Gaming in July 2025 at $2,572.37 per token. Bitmine, chaired by Fundstrat co-founder Tom Lee and listed on NYSE American under ticker BMNR, now holds over 4.5 million ETH worth, approximately $9.3 billion. The company has approximately $7.8 billion in unrealized losses on that position. The buyer with the biggest unrealized loss in crypto. 6 days ago, Bitmine bought 60,976 ETH in a single week, its largest weekly acquisition of 2026. Now it is buying directly from the Ethereum Foundation itself. The OTC structure matters. Bitmine did not buy 5,000 ETH on an exchange, where a block order that size could move the price. It negotiated a private deal with the EF at $242.96 per token, roughly $70 below where ETH trades today. OTC deals between large holders are common in traditional finance, but this one is unusual because the seller is a nonprofit foundation responsible for the protocol that the buyer is betting its entire balance sheet on. Bitmine's total ETH position is now larger than the market capitalizations of most Layer 1 blockchains. Its $7.8 billion unrealized loss exceeds the entire treasury of many nation states, and it keeps buying. Tom Lee said last week that crypto prices are in the late final stages of the mini crypto winter, and that nobody rings the bell at the bottom. The OTC purchase from the EF suggests Bitmine is not just buying opportunistically on open markets. It is sourcing supply directly from large holders who want to sell without market impact. The Ethereum Foundation's Treasury Playbook. The EF introduced a formal treasury management framework in June 2025, targeting annual spending equivalent to roughly 15% of its holdings while maintaining a multi-year operational runway. The $10.2 million in proceeds from this sale will fund core operations, protocol research and development, ecosystem growth initiatives, and community grant programs. This is the foundation's second time selling ETH directly to a corporation. The first sale, 10,000 ETH to SharpLink Gaming in July 2025, was priced at $2,572.37 per token, $25.7 million total. That deal happened when ETH was trading significantly higher. The current sale at $2,042.96 represents a 20.6% lower price per token than the SharpLink deal. The EF's decision to sell via OTC rather than on exchanges is a deliberate choice. Open market sales by the foundation have historically drawn criticism from the Ethereum community, with on-chain watchers flagging every large transfer from the foundation's wallet as a bearish signal. OTC deals avoid that dynamic. The tokens move directly to the buyer's custody without appearing as sell pressure on any order book. For context, the foundation selling comes at the same time that Ethereum's circulating supply has crossed 121 million, adding over 1 million ETH since the merge. The burn rate has not kept pace with issuance, since the Denken upgrade reduced Layer 2 fee contributions. The EF selling 5,000 ETH into this environment is a rounding error on supply dynamics, but it reinforces the pattern. Ethereum's largest nonprofit holder is reducing its position, while its largest corporate holder is expanding. $2,042 versus $2,113, the discount Bitmine got the $2,042.96 OTC price, represents a 3.3% discount to ETH's current spot price of approximately $2,113. In traditional block trades, discounts of 2-5% are standard for large OTC transactions because the buyer takes on the risk of absorbing a large position without guaranteed liquidity. Bitmine's discount falls squarely within that range. Whether $70 per token matters depends on perspective. On 5,000 ETH, the discount saves Bitmine roughly $350,000 compared to buying at spot. On a $9.3 billion portfolio, that is noise. The more significant detail is the access. BitMine now has a direct procurement channel from the Ethereum Foundation, the single largest known ETH holder outside of exchanges and staking contracts. If BitMine continues acquiring at its recent pace of 45,000 to 60,000 ETH per week, and the EF continues its 15% annual drawdown, more OTC deals between the two seem likely. The foundation gets clean, predictable sales revenue. BitMine gets supply without moving the market. Both sides benefit from avoiding exchange order books. The staking revenue offset BitMine's willingness to keep buying while deeply underwater is partly explained by its staking operation. The company generates approximately $174 million in annual staking revenue from over 3 million staked ETH. With a target of $259 million annually, once its entire position is staked, through the Made in American Validator network. At current rates, the staking yield on this 5,000 ETH purchase would generate roughly $230,000 annually, recovering the OTC discount within about 18 months. For a company running a treasury accumulation strategy funded partly by yield, the math is straightforward. Buy cheap, stake immediately, let validator rewards compound. For retail ETH holders, the trade between the foundation and BitMine reinforces a dynamic worth watching. Large institutional accumulators are sourcing ETH at discounts through private channels, while retail buys it spot on exchanges. The price you pay depends on how much you are buying and who you know.